The coronavirus pandemic means more than 450,000 registered Connecticut voters have already cast an absentee ballot this presidential election. And as Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, registered Democrats have requested ballots at a much higher rate than Republican and unaffiliated voters. And they're returning them at slightly higher rates, too.
Logan Dancy asked his students this fall to comb the websites of candidates for state senate in Georgia, Minnesota, and Connecticut. Dancy is an associate professor at Wesleyan. Working with three other schools, he was curious how candidate websites featured issues like registering to vote or requesting an absentee ballot.
One of the main things that the students found is that Democratic websites were much more likely to have this link to voter information than were the Republican websites.
It was an informal survey, but recent data from Connecticut Secretary of the State show one of the two major parties is requesting a lot more absentee ballots. About 40% of all registered Democrats asked for one. That's almost double the rate of requests for registered Republicans and unaffiliated voters. But once an absentee ballot was requested, data show comparable return rates, about 78% for Democrats and about 70% for Republicans and unaffiliated voters. Mara Sutman Lee, an assistant professor at Connecticut College who studies election administration, says both parties have identified advantages to mail-in voting, but the way they're engaging with voters on the issue this year is different.
Democrats sort of have a messaging advantage when it comes to, we're in the middle of a pandemic, we want you to be safe while you vote. You know, we're acknowledging the science and the risks associated with the coronavirus. And so I think that not only is it a mobilization strategy for them, but it's also a messaging strategy.
About 1 in 5 of Connecticut's roughly 2.3 million registered voters already voted absentee. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.